This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Catch our full conversation with Lions head coach Dan Campbell coming up at 9:35 this morning on what is a gloomy Tuesday. Cold. Well, that's what it is. It's December.
I'm getting some videos of snow. Obviously, we can look out the window. The further west you go, there's more snow. Lisa just got home, and in Canton and in Ann Arbor, it's coming down pretty good. So be careful on the roads there. Road conditions are changing as we speak.
Get there in one piece, even if it takes a little longer. Mm-hmm. All right, with the winter, we got the winter meetings going on. John, have you paid attention to some of the headlines coming out of winter meetings with the Tigers?
Yeah, and most of what I've been paying attention to has surrounded Tarek Skubal. Mm-hmm. And we've got some of that audio that we'll share here in a little bit. But you brought some stuff to my attention last night that Scott Harris has talked about.
Yeah, we're doing this again. We're doing the We Can't Block Guys song and dance. And what I don't want to do is yell and scream. I just can't believe this is where we still are. We watched the team go comatose at the plate in back-to-back postseasons. And I'm still getting quotes of, we can't block guys. Scott Harris, quote from the winter meetings about external additions. The answer is yes. Can we find those opportunities? I'm not sure. We have a young, deep collection of position players. Go on to say, we can't block these guys. We're going to try to find a way to improve without blocking these guys. John, am I missing something? This Tigers team is simply too good and too deep that they can't block anybody. Because that's not what I thought at the end of the season. I wish we could have bottled up the way everybody felt and carry that over to today, because there's no way this is acceptable.
And what we heard from Scott Harris at the end of the year in regards to the offensive production that took an absolute nosedive off a cliff, in essence, following the All-Star break.
It sounds like they thought that was a fluke. That they've got the horses. Maybe a small move here or there, but they've got the goods. Which feels unacceptable.
Well, I mean, okay, so let's talk about some of the three guys that I know he talks about. And that's Riley Green, Spencer Torkelson, and Kerry Carpenter.
Yeah, he said they took a big step forward.
Well, I would say that Spencer Torkelson took a big step forward. Mm-hmm. I think you got pretty much what you thought you were going to get out of Kerry Carpenter, and it's a mixed bag with Riley Green in regards to the power.
All-star, but the strikeouts.
Strikeouts.
Yeah. He then mentioned the next group of guys, Dingler, Parker Meadows, Colt Keith, Wenzel Perez, and he highlighted some of those guys didn't get spring training, so this is some of their justification. And then the next group is the young guys that they don't want to block.
And who are those?
Well, you know who they are. McGonagall's probably the biggest name of that group.
Sure. but he's already, I mean, there's already been reported that they don't anticipate he's going to start the season on the roster.
Right. At some point he'll play, but probably not opening
day. Sure,
I think
we all believe that that's the path.
It's just so silly to me that we're still doing this. I know we have some audio where he's asked about the offense and he cites Gleyber Torres as a...
Well, that's not really an addition.
Right, he was already here. John, none of this is inspiring, and I don't know why I should believe it'll be any different. This is who he's been since he arrived.
Well, and for an organization that believes so much in matchups, and we see AJ, and we kind of love it, right?
Yeah.
The amount of times that he, the moves and the different things that he makes, even in-game, to create matchups to the advantage of the Tigers. Mm-hmm. Well, where do they lack in the best matchups? Is somebody swinging from the right side of the plate.
And someone ideally with plate discipline, contact, but also a pedigree in the postseason. I mean, we're describing Bregman, but it doesn't have to be Bregman. I'm reading quotes that they're lukewarm on Bregman. Well, come on, you were all about this guy a year ago, and now it's not really sure. What's there to not be sure about?
Well, and maybe some of that is posturing.
Maybe. I'm hoping, but John, I think their track record suggests like they are very much about their own guys and doing this through internal development. So what this translates to is we want to run this like a small market organization. And if that's the case, John, if they're not going to have a big impactful offseason to try to chase a championship this year, if it's truly going to be delayed gratification and lean on the young guys and whatever positive regression they're expecting, you trade Tarik Skubal. Right? Is that not the conclusion? You only got 1 year left of team control. You're not gung-ho about chasing a title this season. You're going to do it the long-term plan. Then you trade Tarik Skubal.
It seems to be...
It's cut and dry.
If you're left to connect the dots, which we all are as fans, and we try and connect the dots in everything that we're watching our teams do,
yeah.
That seems to be the next logical dot. It completes the drawing of what you think this team will be next year or moving forward, because you're not going to go through the season if you're not going to add the bats, if you're just going to run the same crew back, mm-hmm. Why would you expect for different results when you've already had Tarik Skubal and you haven't been able to get past, you know, a certain level in the playoffs, and you highlighted in your postseason press conference the shortfalls and where things went wrong, yet you're not going to do anything to correct what went wrong last year.
So at the end of the season, he was quoted as saying it's going to keep him up at night, how a top 10 offense turned into a bottom 10 offense at the end of the year. And it sounds like his answer is, our guys just slumped.
And some of that may be true.
Right, but why would you not support, bolster, and add to the group so that if your players do go cold, as they have in back-to-back postseasons, they're young, unproven players, a lot of these guys,
yeah,
that you would be better positioned to win a Game 5 and advance to an ALCS, that you would get deeper into the postseason, that you would challenge for a title while you have an MVP candidate, the Cy Young Award winner back-to-back, the ace that is Tarik Skubal. And if the answer is, like, we are not going to make those level of commitments, we are going to run this like a small market team. John, what do small market teams do when their best player gets in the final year of team control?
They trade them.
They trade them for the biggest haul possible. And you know who's connected those same dots as us is Buster Olney. That's a name people respect in baseball. This is what he had to say. If you're factoring in not only short-term but long-term, doesn't that sound like what Scott Harris has been saying?
I mean, again, yes, when you're connecting the dots, that's the direction it feels like it's going. And, I mean, I think there's a lot of people, not that have turned on Tarik Skubal, but they've turned on the concept of you can't trade him, you've got to extend him, he needs to be here, versus they'd be okay if that happened.
Because they're aware that he could walk for nothing.
Correct. And if you're not going to pay him, or if he's not, if he wants to sign a contract for $10 million or for 10 years, then I'm fine with him signing that somewhere else.
What is your reaction to what you're seeing and hearing and what we're sharing from the winter meetings with the Tigers? 248-539-9797. And is the conclusion the same one that I have, which is they're going to run it like a small market and Skubal being traded is likely or necessary if this is the plan?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
When you are listening to some of the news, or you're sitting there and maybe you're passively, like I am, watching the updates that just come up on your phone, would you be shocked if there was an, you know, breaking news update and it was a trade for Tarek Skubal?
No. This is the winter meetings. This is the time that they're all going to be talking. Would you be surprised?
No, I wouldn't be surprised. Okay. I'm somewhat anticipating looking at my phone at some point in the next
It would make more sense than sitting on your pile of young players, refusing to, quote, block anybody, and then running Skubal out for his final year of control.
Which would upset you more?
Oh boy.
Him being traded right now and the signal that, hey, we're not going after it. We're going to let some more of these prospects develop because we're taking on more prospects.
Yeah.
Or basically you run it back, you end at the same point next year, and then he walks for nothing.
I'd be more mad at the second scenario. As tough as the first one would be, it would at least it would show like a plan. A direction. Keeping Skubal but not making aggressive moves in the offseason is kind of being half wet.
Right.
Hey, we've made the playoffs the last 2 years, and it's almost like they view, like, if you make the playoffs, you just roll the dice and someone wins a World Series. No, like, the best teams are going to go further. They're going to make deeper runs. It's not an accident who wins the World Series every year. It's not like they put them into a lottery machine and, oh, hey, look who wins. If we're in, we're in the lottery. No, you have to put the best team out there. You've fallen short 2 years in a row, and specifically, John, at the plate. They're talking a lot about pitching, and I'm not going to fault them for trying to get as many arms as you can, because 162 plus the playoffs, you're always going to need more arms. But let's not put our blinders on and act like everything's okay with this group of hitters. Anyway, this is what some of the people are saying. The organization's a joke. Harris is incompetent, and I'm done with this franchise until they do something worthwhile. Guys, I don't think Harris knows what he's doing. He's proven he can't make big decisions. That's Ken and Clausen. I hate Scott Harris. I hope they lose 147 games and he gets fired. He's the most arrogant bum in all of baseball. More texts. I'm about to go on a John-level rant. Scott can't keep saying we're going to bet on the young kids and then say they might come up. Quit being cheap. Stop screwing around with service time. Bring them up or sign somebody. That's Tom in Flat Rock. Mm-hmm. Guys, you have to get two legitimate right-handed bats this offseason. One in the outfield, one on the infield on the left side. You can never have enough pitching, but you can't fool people into thinking we're blocking guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills. But you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.